Hi, welcome to V Lectures. We are on the final chapter of Banking Fundamentals, chapter 18, that is customer service. Up till now, we have done how the evolution of banking happened in our country, across the globe. After that, we saw what are the various regulations that are affecting the banking business. We tried to understand who a bank is, who a banker is, who a banking company is. After that, we also understood who a customer is. After understanding both the banker as well as the customer, we saw there are various rights, duties, obligations arising out of the contractual relationship between the banker and the customer. Even though we have a bank and even though we have a customer, if we don't know how to provide a better customer service, our banking business cannot run efficiently. So friends, we are on a very important chapter of our banking fundamentals, that is customer service, and if you know the real meaning of it, you will perform better in any service industry. So let's begin with customer service. The first slide talks everything about customer service. If you understand this slide properly, you understand the entire chapter of customer service. Let's see that how. Customer preference determines the success of a bank. If customers don't come to you, a bank cannot function. Hence, first, the customer should prefer a particular bank. But how will the customer prefer? Only if he is satisfied. So the customer satisfaction is therefore a very vital for the bank. And how will the customer satisfaction happen? And here we come to the root of the satisfaction, and that happens only through customer service. So customer service is very important to retain the customer patronage and the preference. What is the importance of customer service? Why is it so important? Unlike other businesses which are sales oriented, the banking business is relationship oriented. And hence, the quality of customer service is essential for successful functioning of a bank. You need to attract, you need to retain and earn continued goodwill, business, patronage, because of a direct relationship with the customer. But is it happening really? In reality, efficient customer service is easier said than realized. It is perceived that some banks are very poor in customer service, not able to cater to the large volumes of the customers regularly. The staff tends to be bureaucratic, less customer friendly, more worried about the compliance with rules, regulations, and extra cautious while delivering the financial products and services. So the major focus is not on serving the customer, but complying with the rules and regulations. With modernization of banking and the technology playing a major role, the banking of today has changed tremendously. No more a situation of customer walking into the bank. The brick and mortar model has been changed into a wireless model. Introduction of technology has increased the expectations of customers. Financial inclusion required for the country's growth can happen with only customer-centric approach. Extra effort to understand the customer and offer the products and services to suit the customer requirement are being put into. The Reserve Bank of India states banking service should be oriented towards better customer service. Banks must periodically study their systems and their impact on the customer service. According to RBI, a customer includes a person or entity that maintains an account and or has a business relationship with the bank, one on whose behalf the account is maintained, beneficiaries of transactions conducted by the professional intermediaries such as the brokers, the chartered accountants, the solicitors, etc., any person or entity connected with a financial transaction which can pose significant reputational or other risk to the bank, say a wire transfer or issue of a high value demand draft as a single transaction. So this slide covers exactly who is a customer. But what does a customer want? You and me go to a bank, what do we generally expect? We obviously want the speed in the transaction, the timeliness. Whatever the business hours are decided, the bank staff should be present during the business hours and give me the service as and when I require. The accuracy. If I want a demand draft, he should not give me a banker's check. So the accuracy of a transaction is very important. Courtesy, the right attitude. Generally we see some of the bank staff feel that they are the owners of the customers, which is very incorrect. They should have a right attitude, a friendly approach while serving the customer. And finally, there should be a concern, care for the customer. A banker should be able to guide the customer to do his transaction both effectively and efficiently. Okay, in the previous slide we saw what the customer requires, but if we give something more than that, it becomes a customer delight. So what are various types of customer delight? Something more than the needs and the expectations of the customer can be termed as a customer delight. Pleasant surprise even in the routine service. For example, a high quality service despite constraints such as lots of absenteeism in the staff. In spite of having minimum staff or lesser staff, if the staff available goes out of the way and helps the customer, that becomes a customer delight. This is something new of the modern era, gift of the modern era, a technology delight. All your techno products come into this category. To name a few, the debit cards, the credit cards, the internet banking, the mobile banking, the smart cards, and the latest introduction, the biometric card, ATMs. The biometric ATMs take care of all the cloning of ATM cards, which we have seen recently happening in our country. The customer, especially a special category of customer, will definitely require RAMs. What are RAMs? Banks should provide RAMs at the entrance of the bank branches and at ATMs so that the person with disabilities, wheelchair users, can enter the bank branches and conduct banking without much difficulty. We have seen the customer expectation, we have seen the customer delight, we have seen the technology delight. But is it something which irritates the customer, which has to be taken special care when we serve the customer? Yes, there are some irritants which any customer will not like. Like treating him just as a beneficiary. No care, no concern for him. Careless attitude, not responding to his request, getting involved in your own work. Directing customers to different counters with no result. This is a beautiful example of the branch staff itself not knowing where exactly the resolution of the problem of the customer can happen. A great irritant for the customer. Doing personal work like reading newspapers, magazines, etc., or even on the mobile while serving the customer. A great irritant. And even though you are serving him, some of the staff members have a habit of working under stress that literally demotivates the customer. Always serve the customer with a smile. Keep all your stress at your residence. Now we will move on to specific grievances of a depositor, of a borrower, or even a credit card user. So if we have to consider the grievances of a depositor, what can we include in this? Difficulty in opening deposit account, yes, a big grievance. Delay in updating of passbook, receipt of statement of accounts, obviously yes, the customer needs to reconcile his transactions with the passbook or the statement. Excessive charge for non-maintenance of account. Issue of checkbook, duplicate statement, etc. Some of the banks were recently doing this intentionally, and RBI have given them a serious mandate not to do such things, which will affect the interest of the customers. And finally, difficulty in premature payment. The liquidity is blocked totally. What can be the grievances of the borrowers? Delay in sanction of loans. Not giving the loan when it is required. Demand for security. Okay, you have decided to give the loan, but you are insisting on heavy security. How can the borrower bring the security when he doesn't have money for doing his business? Excessive hidden charges. You start off with minimal charges and over a period of time load him with heavy charges, and all of a sudden customer takes it with a big surprise. All that because of the hidden charges. Lack of clarity in the industry and other charges are definitely not liked by the borrowers. Whatever it is, be transparent, declare it at the time of sanction itself, so there is no confusion in the mind of the borrower. What are the common grievances? Non-adherence to the prescribed business hours. We will see later in some future slides, there were various committees appointed by Reserve Bank of India, and they have strictly mandated that the branch staff should be in their desk 15 minutes before the start of the business hours. So if the branch staff is not there even after the start of the business hours, it is a cause of big grievance of the customer. The second biggest common grievance is not following the time norms. The customer wants the DD immediately. You can take the normal time, say 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maximum an hour. But some of the banks say, come tomorrow, come after 4-5 hours. That is a serious grievance of the customer. Non-responsive behavior by the staff. A customer is a customer. He is a human being like you and me. How can you treat him like a machine and not respond to him based on his age, based on his status, and so many other features of a customer. You need to respond with him as a human being and treat him as a customer. So having seen these common grievances, now let's consider some measures to improve the customer service. Because we have seen whenever there is a problem in the banking business, the bankers have come forward to design a solution also for that. But banking is not one day business. It has evolved over a period of time, and it will be better for us to start and study these measures of improvement from the post-nationalization era. So let's start with the post-nationalization era, wherein banks were extending services to a large number of customers because the privatization approach was totally changed to the public sector approach. The basic intention of providing banking was banking for the masses rather than banking for the elite class. So when we say banking for the masses, suddenly there was a spurt increase in the number of customers, and more specifically the facilities were provided for social upliftment, poverty alleviation, rural development, etc. Now what happened because of this was customer felt some banking importance. They came to realize that a bankers can do a lot of things for upliftment of their status, and hence their expectations started increasing. Because of the increase in expectations, they came into the bank and demanded more and more services. Hence the demand on the bank also increased. But a basic problem was banks were not at all equipped to deal with this large number of customers. How can a limited number of staff deal with such a large number of customers? All of a sudden, we were just seeing the light of public sector. Prior to that, only the private sector was existing. And hence, bankers had to think a lot for tackling this problem of serving the masses, and that to the satisfaction of the customer. Now, because of not equipped to deal with this problem, dissatisfaction with service rendered by the bank increased, and because of the dissatisfaction, the complaints were pouring on the banks. And when large number of complaints start pouring in, the regulator, more specifically the Government of India and the Reserve Bank of India, had to step in and direct banks to address these complaints on priority basis, to devise a mechanism by which the dissatisfaction can be converted into satisfaction to go ahead with the customer delight. So how did this happen? This slide is very important because this is a very important phase of our Indian banking when we started to do the mass banking specifically required by our economy. The first major development happened in the year 1972, wherein the Banking Commission was appointed by the Government of India to make recommendations for improving the customer service. So on one side, the Government of India and Reserve Bank of India told the banks to find solution, and on the other side, the Government of India appointed a banking commission to make recommendations for improving the customer service. So that was a very big landmark year for devising methods for improving customer service. This was followed in 1975, where the Government of India appointed a working group on customer service in banks under the chairmanship of Shri R. K. Talwar. The working group made 176 recommendations, all for the sake of improvement of customer service. Out of 176 recommendations, a larger number were accepted by the RBI and immediately implemented by the banks. Some of these recommendations can be seen from this slide. The first one and the major one was the introduction of account is necessary. Everybody tried to rush in for opening the account and lots of misuse started happening. The banks were not able to trace those people who wanted to open the account because suddenly they vanished. There were no track for tracing them, and hence this became a very important tool for making a sound entry for anybody who wants to open an account. Legislations should be enacted to provide for nomination. Lot of hardship were faced whenever the customer expired. The deceased customer had a balance, but how to dispose of the balance? To whom to dispose of the balance? Lots of claimant used to come in. The bank was in a fix. To whom should be given? And hence, the Talwar committee suggested regulation for immediately bringing in the nomination regulations, and this gave a big comfort to the bank to handing over all the balance of the deceased customer to the person nominated by that deceased customer. Teller system should be introduced for quick transactions. A lot of queue was there, both for those customer who want to do a large ticket transaction as well as for those transactions which are of small ticket. If you want to withdraw 1 lakh, you have to stand in the same queue. If you want to withdraw 100 rupees, you want to stand in the same queue. So the teller system specifically segregated all the small ticket transaction, and the servicing could happen very quickly, and because of which attention was given to both the small ticket transaction as well as the large ticket transactions. ATM should be installed. This was again a big implementation which directed a large number of traffic of the branch to the machine. The branch staff got more time for doing the marketing efforts because most of the regular transactions were performed by the ATMs, a very important recommendation by Talwar committee. Ledger posting machines. Friends, you may not be hearing this, but the real computerization in banking started with the ledger posting machine. We see all the computers in the present days, but the real automation or the mechanization of transactions happened with the ledger posting machine, and this was also implemented by the banks immediately after the Talwar committee recommendation. Adoption of time norms for variety of transactions. The banker could take its own time, and the customer was not able to understand whether this time taken is genuine or not genuine. And because of this important recommendation of the Talwar committee, the time norms for customer services were decided. There was a benchmark which was known both to the customer as well as for the bank. Various banks improved and tried to compete on the banking time norms. To list a few, suppose you want to open an account, you should not take more than 20 to 25 minutes. If you want to encash a check through a teller, it should not take more than 5 to 8 minutes. Encashment of a check through a cashier, not more than 8 to 12 minutes. Receipt of cash, not more than 10 to 15 minutes. Issuance of a demand draft, not more than 15 to 30 minutes. payment of a demand draft, not more than 10 to 20 minutes. Payment of a fixed deposit receipt, not more than 5 to 25 minutes. And finally, updating of passbook, not more than 5 to 15 minutes. Both the banker and the customer are very clear on these time norms, and if it shooted out of these time norms, there was a cause for a grievance, and the customer could directly complain either to the branch management or to the Reserve Bank of India also. So this particular recommendation streamlined the banking transaction in a very timely manner and in a very efficient manner. Did this cure the problems of customers totally? No, but yes, to a larger extent. As the banking business grew, lot of new transactions came into the picture, and lots of new problems also kept on cropping. Hence, a standing committee on customer service on banks was constituted as per the recommendations of the Talwar committee, and it had representations from the Ministry of Finance, the Reserve Bank of India, the Indian Banks Association, and also from a few public sector banks. In the 1980s, several steps were taken by the Government of India and the Reserve Bank of India to redress the grievances of the customers, like the customer service committee at branches and the offices of the public sector banks were established. So these customer service committees had a very important role of controlling and monitoring all the grievances that were received from the customer. Whether the redressal happened or not, that was checked, and a reporting was done to the head office based on the date of entry of the grievance and the date of resolution of the grievance. So it started a minute checking right from the branch level to the head office level. Customer midday was provided. Generally, when a customer approaches any higher authorities, the higher authorities are too busy for entertaining or meeting such customers. So what happens in a customer midday? In a customer midday, a specific day is decided wherein the customer can get direct access to the higher authorities and tell the higher authorities whatever grievance it had regarding a service or a product of a bank. And when you approach a higher authority, the approach of the higher authority will be definitely different than the approach at a branch level, and because of which the customer's grievances started getting quick resolutions. Observance of Customers' Day on the 15th of every month. It was clear-cut guidelines given to the branches. On the 15th of every month, by default, call the customer, explain them their new products and services, hear their grievances, and resolve their grievances. So, this brought in creation of a specific time for the customer, and the customer was aware that if at all the authorities are busy, or if at all he is busy, he can definitely take some time out of his busy schedule and meet the branch authorities and get his grievances redressed. Setting up of Directorate of Public Grievances under the Cabinet Secretary, which entertains the grievance from the public, was an important development from the executive side of our parliament. Because the Cabinet Secretary was directly involved and it started monitoring this particular aspect of the banks from a very focused manner. After the 1980s, a very important development happened in the year 1988, wherein the Estimates Committee made some recommendations for improving the customer service. Banks have implemented most of the recommendations of the committee, and some of them are shown in this slide. Display of time norms in all the branches. Friends, whenever you visit a branch, you will find a time plate at the entrance, a time norm display when you enter the branch. You must be just imagining, oh, the bank is so creative, the bank is so innovative in displaying all such things. But it was not so. You have to understand that because of these committees appointed by the Government of India and the Reserve Bank of India, these recommendations were made by these committees, and the bankers had no choice but to implement such recommendations. No doubt some of them may be their innovations, but the larger implementations are happening because of these recommendations, and that's the reason the customer service level has really improved in our Indian banking. So let's see some of the recommendations made by the Estimates Committee. Use of faster means of remittances like courier service. What was happening was, whenever a check used to be sent for collection to outstation, and suppose that outstation is not a capital city, it is some tier 2 or tier 3 center, or maybe an urban center also, the postal service may take some time to reach those centers. And the bankers were not bothered, even though the collection would come after a week, after 2 weeks, or even after the months. And hence, this particular recommendation of sending all remittances through the courier service brought a deadline of getting the collection quickly based on where the location is. So the time of taking too much of days, like months together, was reduced to maximum of 7 days or 14 days. Immediate credit to individual customers of outstation checks up to ₹2,500. Like whenever you deposit an outstation check, your account won't get immediate credit. If at all you have to withdraw, it will be called withdrawal against clearing, only if the branch manager permits you to do so. But then this committee said, a banking is a relationship business and bankers are bound to take risk, and a small risk is not as big as a big risk. And hence this committee said, the small checks up to 2,500, the customer don't have to wait till the check gets realized. An immediate credit has to be given up to 2,500, and most of the bankers willingly accepted this recommendation, and customer found it very convenient to get quick funds out of the checks they received in their favor. Payment of interest of delayed collection of outstation checks. Now we saw the time norms were there. A check collection has to be received within a particular day, but because of the delay in courier, because of the default of the bank not able to send that in time, why should a customer suffer for the delay? Why should a customer wait because of such mistakes on the part of the banker or the courier company? Hence it was decided, whoever does the mistake, it doesn't matter, the customer should be paid an interest over and above the days which are in the time norms for collection of checks. So here also the customer is very happy to receive the interest, and rather than that making the customer happy, a discipline came into the bank wherein the chances of any mistakes or any delay happening at a bank level was almost eliminated. The payment of interest for delayed collection of checks, more specifically the outstation checks beyond 10 days in respect of the checks drawn on the state capital, and 14 days for all other places. Even though most of the Talwar committee recommendations were implemented, many things were needed to improve the customer service in banks. Hence, RBI set up a committee to suggest further improvements in customer service under the chairmanship of Sri M.N. Goiporia, who was the ex-chairman of the State Bank of India, and this committee was constituted in the year 1991. The Goiporia committee also gave very important recommendations, like each and every employee should wear an identity badge displaying the photograph and his name. All branches except very small branches should provide "May I help you" counters. Hence you see this "May I help you" counters in most of the branches nowadays, because the customer don't have to wonder which desk or which counter he has to go. He can just take guidance from this "May I help you" counter and get his banking needs fulfilled by going to the correct counter. Nomination should be provided unless a customer does not want it. Currently, all the bankers are instructed that even if the customer does not want to take the nomination or to make the nomination, he has to specifically mention there is a box on the account opening form or on the nomination form, "I do not want to make a nomination," which he has to tick and sign. So, which means a clear instruction of the customer not wanting to make a nomination, and because of which any dispute after the customer expires won't arise at all. Facilities for instant credit of outstation checks for instruments up to Rs 5000. In the previous slide, we have seen the Talbar committee had decided this limit. Instant credit of outstation check limit was 2500 as per Talbar committee, but Goiporia committee found that the level of living of the customer has increased, the income level has increased, and 2500 is a very bigger amount, and hence it was decided, or they recommended, that this limit of 2500 should be doubled to 5000, and hence facility for instant credit of outstation checks for instrument up to Rs 5000 and the compensation for delay on collection of the outstation instruments should be given to the customer. All customers who enter the banking hall before the close of business hours should be attended to. Now this is again very important. What the banks used to do was, if the closing business hour was 3 o'clock or 3 p.m., the moment 3 p.m. happens, they will close the counter. And what happens to the customer who are there, who are waiting in the queue? They have to go away just for this silly rule of the bank. So what this Goiporia committee said was, up till the close of business hours, all those customers who are in the banking hall should be served and they should not be sent back. So this is the reason that this customer who were in the banking hall did not have to fear. Only those customer who wanted to enter the banking hall after 3 p.m. were not entertained, but all those customers who were in the banking hall up till that close of business hours were definitely entertained. No counter should remain unattended during business hours to render uninterrupted services. The staff member, because of his own work or because of some official work, has a tendency to go from one counter to another, but when a customer actually visits that counter, he doesn't find anybody. There may be some absentee in the branch, and hence the counter may be shut down. So this recommendation brought to the light that no counter should remain unattended during business hours, and it's a duty of the bank to ensure that it has a staff at the counter to serve the customer and provide uninterrupted services.